Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, October 9th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Well, and let's start again with standards. Mark Hoffman wrote up ISO 27000. ISO 27000 is actually a series of standards. ISO 27001 is sort of the standards, and the others are more or less supporting documents. Now, this series of standards, I think, is sometimes misunderstood because it's less a technical standard. It's really more a management standard. But in so far, it's still quite important. It really is all about having the right system in place to actually be able to close the loop. That's at least what, in my opinion, ISO 27000 is really about. So you have something in place where you learn from your mistake and you adjust your internal procedures. It doesn't necessarily tell you exactly what those procedures ought to be, how to configure a firewall or what software to buy or not to buy. It really just wants to make sure that you have something in place, some business process in place that will actually measure how you're doing with respect to security, find holes, and then have a process to fix them. Not a bad thing, really, and that's what a lot of these management standards are about, like ISO 9000, for example, being one of those big quality management standards, and really ISO 27000 just sort of adapts the same methodology, the same philosophy to security. Mark is making one interesting point here, is that you don't necessarily have to be ISO 27000 certified in order to follow these best practices. There are a lot of companies that comply with the standard without actually bothering to go through the certification process. Saves you some money, of course. So you have to be honest to yourself in this case whether or not you actually follow the standard if you don't have the external validation that comes with the certification. And of course, being ISO 27000 certified will also serve as a marketing tool. Just as Mark states, if you're going into this process, don't expect to pass on the first try. Usually there are quite some substantial gaps that you end up with as you're going through the certification process, just because it's always hard to assess yourself and be honest about whether or not you're doing everything how the standard prescribes it. And of course, your interpretation of the standard may be different from the interpretation the assessor has. Well, let's see what we have in other news. Interesting paper out of the University of California, San Diego, about the analysis of a botnet that early last year scanned essentially the entire internet for open voice over IP or SIP servers. Now, what they found is it took them about 12 days to map the internet. The botnet itself consisted of about 3,000 bots. They didn't quite figure out what it was all about. They did find the malware that actually did the scanning. Overall, actually, around the same time, like in April, that was a little bit later than what they found, we ran into a similar event that lasted actually most of April. And at the time, it sort of went a little bit beyond just the port scanning. We saw a lot of invite scans, essentially trying to find open voice over IP servers for voice over IP spam, which we do see quite frequently. And then the other attack, of course, that's frequently the successor of scanning for weak voice over IP systems, is to try to register an extension with that voice over IP system in order to borrow a phone number that is assigned to the system. And then, well, if it's not a network scans, another issue that keeps us busy once in a while is search engine poisoning. Now, we have talked in the past a lot about Google, more lately about Google Images being used to peddle malware and the like. Fraser Howard from Sophos just looked at this problem again, and what he actually found is that Bing is much more likely to lead you to malicious search engine results compared to Google. So with all the attention being paid to Google, maybe Bing is actually the real place to look for malware. Google, of course, has somewhat fought back to the techniques used by these black hat search engine engine optimization schemes, but still there is quite a bit of malicious link that are being offered by Google. And then in closing, we do have a new version of Adobe Flash Player. Typically, Adobe actually publishes their updates on Patch Tuesday, which, well, is today. But this update was published on Monday. No particular reason for it being published on Monday. About 24 different vulnerabilities being fixed by this one. So apply it as soon as you can. Maybe before the Microsoft patches will be released later today. Thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.